maybe describe how the, we'll call it the length of your lineup, creates that rally there and bring you back two outs, a single.
Yeah. Donovan left on left, gets us going there. It's impressive when you have Sosa hasn't played in a while. And to take some of the swings he took today shows you what a good job he does of staying ready and just replicating game speed in the cage with the machine. And just regardless of when we call on him, he's just, he brings that energy. That triple there was big. And then the rest of the guys, Eddie from the right side there, the double down the left field line, backside single. There's a lot of positives today for sure.
How about still in swinging the ball, bat right now, seeing the ball? I think 10 of his last 14 hits are extra bases.
Yeah. It's big for us. To get him going is a big part of that depth that we're talking about. Having him in that two hole today and getting on for the guys behind, that ball hit backside for the RBI, that's a big knock for sure.
Dylan has always profiled for power, but in certain situations last year without spotters, kind of done a maybe an tap into that power.
I have, yes. And I think the way you just described that is right. In the leadoff spot, he felt like his job was to get on base. There's been conversations about what that looks like, but yeah, we're seeing some more power out of him.
You use the word depth. What kind of role could he play in the lineup if you get Pete Dylan? What are you looking at?
It depends on the matchup. I mean, he's hit lefties well. So on a day like today, having him get on, him and Eddie ahead of Goldie and Nolan, that plays, there's certain times where he can hit behind Nolan from the left side if he gets going from that side. So it's just he has versatility as far as where he can hit in our lineup, depending on the matchup.
I mean, in both cases, you're talking about being middle order.
Yeah. Yeah, and it depends. You got a Gorman going. I mean, it really depends, because you can place him right behind Gorman, and if they want to bring a lefty in, you can pinch hit Albert and have Carlson from the right side. So it's just dependent on how you want to strategize that.
Well, he hopefully didn't have the gaudy save numbers like some guys in the National League, but should he be in the All-Star game?
Yes.
The way he's pitched?
Yeah, he's lights out, no doubt about it.
Stuff we've talked about recurring wise, what a junior show you tonight,
a lot. Guys are going to get opportunities in those middle innings, and some will embrace the competition and the pressure that comes with. Today we saw a guy embrace it and really run with it. That was fun to watch.
Is the nature of the walk to Soler what makes that time for Dakota? His pitch count wasn't bad.
Yeah, it's one of those times where you want to see him take that next step. In an ideal world, Junior gets an inning, Gio gets one, and Helsley gets one. But at the same time, we're going to go hitter to hitter. Anybody gets on, Junior's in that game. So,
what do you think about how Hudson, how many kept the game for so long?
Yeah.
Inning.
Yeah, he had the one inning. Missed his spot a couple times, and it cost him. But overall, had a quick one after that. And you can tell the pace. He was trying to work faster, attack the zone. Sinker was a good player for him. 7 ground ball outs. But, yeah, good outing.
That separated him from more recent outing. The fact that you get one from back, he goes out there and gives you perfect hitting. Just kind of holds him right.
Yeah. Yep.
But it was more consistent in strike zone than we've seen in a couple starts prior. What do you need to see from going forward to build off of that?
That was that next step of, can you get these next guys and give us that extra inning? That would be that next step. But, yeah, he attacked the strike zone. I think 64-65% strikes overall. Sinker was in the 70s. So, overall, nice job.
The way you've used Helsley, does that allow him to come in and throw 15 pitches, 11 strikes, straight out the side because he's fresh every time that you turn through?
Yeah, I can argue both sides of that. I mean, he's a guy, ideally you're using him for one inning stints. He can give you two, depending on his rest prior to, but then you're going to lose him for 1 or 2 days after that. So today he was fresh, and his stuff played well.
Now you're about halfway into this season. How would you describe the offense? I mean, in a way, you had the player of the month the first month, player of the month the second month. It's not one that's putting up gaudy home run numbers, but it's top five.
Yeah, scoring runs is important, and we're in the top of the league in doing that. I like our offense. I like what we're able to do. I think there's different ways we can win. And we got some young guys that have come up and performed well, and they're contributing. We have guys out of this lineup due to injury, and we're still winning ball games, and we're still scoring runs. And so we had a good hitters meeting today. I like where we're at mentally. I like our approach. I like what we're doing.
Do you think it's a pesky offense?
You can describe it that way, sure.